Hallelujah.
My, His presence is in this place. I know He'll do it again. What He once done, He can still yet do today. Brother Jamie, that song brought back memories as I was sitting there listening and hearing my mama sing that. And I love that song. And man, you may have all just kind of left too soon. And you may be up here quicker than what you know. But I've led that song as a worship leader myself so many times. And the lyrics in that help me out. My mind may not serve me well. They'd have to put the words back up on the screen. But it says that I know that He has, is that part there? I know that He has the answer. Okay. I know that He has the answer. Exactly. And I was sitting there, I know He's the answer. He not only has it, He is the answer. He is the answer. No, there's an old song that says, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Well, if He is, what's our problem? What's our problem? If we know that He is the answer, then what's our problem? There's people, I really feel, with the songs that's been sung tonight, as far as toward the end of the service here, our dear sister back here needs prayer. And there's other people in this place that needs prayer. Matter of fact, with all the music that was going on, the singing that was going on, I'm thinking, man, we need a prayer line because of miracles. How many believes in miracles? Still miracles. Jesus is the answer. And there's angels. As Brother Jamie is the angels. I've been privileged myself to have encountered and seen those same angels. And I love that verse in Psalm 91. He will give His angels what? Charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. He said in all your ways. In all your ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, what a presence here on a Tuesday night. Hallelujah. 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 You know, there's another song that goes with that. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy. Yeah, I, Brother Scott, I've got to do this. I have to do this. Y'all come back up here. Brother Jamie, get up here. Sis, come back to this piano. Is this okay, Brother Scott? I've got it. Anything goes on Tuesday night, he said. All right. Sister Tali, do you know that song? This is holy ground. And then I want us to sing that, and I want us to go back into, oh, we are standing. I think you guys just quit a little bit too soon. And so help me lead that and start out with, this is holy ground.
This is holy ground.
And there's people setting up their
We're standing on holy ground.
Get it tonight.
For the Lord is here, and where He is holy.
standing on holy ground.
Being blessed, some
for the Lord is here, and where He is holy. And these are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. For God works through these hands, and so these hands are holy. These are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. God works through these hands, and so these hands are holy.
I need someone that is willing to have faith enough to come.
Yeah.
You're facing nearly an impossible situation.
Yes.
It's nearly impossible. Normal avenues will not solve your situation. Normal avenues do not have the ability. It's going to take something more than human effort. It's going to take something more than what man can do for you. It's nearly impossible.
Right.
And we're going to agree, because I want this world to know, I want this congregation to know what the Lord will do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
We've got one.
There's people.
One's enough for me.
Come on. There's others back here. I don't know what your need is. As Brother Scott said, hey, this
Take
is the time.
Take that second verse.
Come on up here, sis. And if you
Nearly impossible. I want this tonight to be a testimony of a God's presence. Hallelujah.
We're
that can break the heaviest chain.
Up holy
Anybody
else?
God
is through
Hallelujah, that God can do something great and mighty.
So
in
these
room
hands
for you.
Are holy. These are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. Oh, God,
Hallelujah.
Work
Anybody
through
Hallelujah.
These hands. And so
these
hands
are holy.
Are holy.
Will you stretch your hand toward these that are up here?
And we
your brothers and sisters
are
in Christ needing something from God.
On holy ground. All around. Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
tonight.
Now.
Tonight. Tonight. We're in your presence.
We
tonight. Hallelujah.
In His presence. On holy ground. For in His presence there is joy beyond measure. And at His feet peace of mind it can still be found. And if you have a need, oh, I know He has the answer. Reach out and claim it, child. God, you're standing on holy ground. For we are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Shackled by a heavy burden,
I was neath that load of guilt and shame. Oh, then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Hallelujah!
And now I am no longer the same.
Hallelujah! Sing it tonight.
For He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Well, something wonderful happened. Oh, and now will I know. Touch me and make me whole.
Sing that second verse.
You know, since I met this blessed Savior, you know, since He cleansed and made me whole. And I will shout it while eternity rolls.
Oh,
for He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
Hallelujah.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened. Oh, and now will I know Jesus touched me and made me whole. For He touched me. Touch me.
Hallelujah.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Will something wonderful happen? Oh, and now, yes, I know my Jesus touched me.
Give the Lord a hand. hand clap of praise. Brother Scott, you got something. Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost is checking me up here. He's saying there's still somebody else. You're there and you wish you'd come. And you didn't. You'd be embarrassed. Or whatever. Well, I guess the rest of these people. God wants to do something tonight. Would there be one more that said, listen, this is nearly impossible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost cares about you. Jesus cares about you. He stopped this service for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You say, well, pretty near everybody went up front. So I don't know. Not my business.
Hallelujah.
His business.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to wait a second or two. I don't want to interrupt the service. I'm just going to wait, though. This the
Hallelujah.
Spirit of the Lord checked me, and so.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Touch me.
Hallelujah. She needs to stand in for her grandson. Poor Mason. He's had a very difficult time, and he fell, hurt himself. But his whole family needs to come to Jesus. His mom and dad and uncles and Father God in Jesus' name. We're coming into agreement for Mason. Touch him spiritually. Give him a hunger for God. The God that he heard about when he was a little boy. Right in this building. The Lord Jesus may recover from his injuries and may this not harm him anymore. But let him know where the goodness comes from, Lord God. Touch his mom and dad, Lord God. Touch Amber in the name of Jesus. Soften her heart, Lord. Soften Adam's heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Linda stood and prayed for her children and her children's children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bring to bear the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives for your name's sake. Break the hammerlock that the devil has of. I don't know how it got there, but it's there. In Jesus' name. And I thank you for it tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Linda. We're going to believe with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I lost my preacher.
Lord, whatever it is, Lord, in her being, oh. In her life, Lord God.
Lord, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you go to three flats? Let's sing Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Three flats. Jesus. 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 Jesus, there's just something about that name. He's Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance. After the rain, Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Jesus.
Jesus. Come on.
Jesus, there's just something about that holy name.
our Master. You are Savior. You are Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Loud and fragrant after the rain. Jesus. Jesus. My Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms, they will all pass away. But there's something. Yes, there's something. Oh, there's something about that name.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is no search in my understanding, says the Lord. I not only know everything, but I know how to take care of everything. Get your eyes off the world. Get your eyes off of your problems and put your eyes squarely on me, says the Lord, because I'm the only one that will lead you in the correct direction. Follow me, be diligent, and follow me, and I'll get you where you're supposed to be.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He has spoken. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my word. What a presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I feel Jesus. I don't know what key. See.
Oh, and I
feel Jesus. Lord, have your way.
Oh, I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Yes, my soul. It burns within me. and I feel Jesus, He's in this place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, we glorify your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, Brother Scott, is that this list down here, that's prodigals? Is that for people that are lost? How many in this building tonight? We prayed for each other. We prayed for a number of people here. We're going to probably be talking and speaking and preaching tomorrow night about prayer. You know what? When we read the Word of God, God is speaking to us and communicating to us through His Word. But when we pray, we are speaking and we're communicating to Him and with Him. I don't know. I just feel this because we prayed for each other and all. And there's such a spirit here, a presence here that the world cannot produce this, what we're feeling here tonight. But only God. Only God. The Holy Spirit is here. More than just an influence, but a person of the Holy Spirit is here, moving in, walking up and down these aisles, in and out of these chairs, in all the rooms of this building, in your home. How many wants Him to dwell in your home? But you know what? We pray for each other, but there's people that's not here that needs to be prayed for. And I have a heavy burden, a heavy heart, a grieving heart for those. I have family members that need to be saved. How many know someone that needs to be saved? I have brothers that need to be saved. Loved ones that need to be saved. They're prodigals. Absolute prodigals. And Brother Scott, we're going to pray. Brother Jamie's up here. You know, everybody's going to pray. Now, tell you what I want us to do. I want us to pray right now for the prodigals, for those, for lost souls in this city. Lost souls in this city. Read on the news tonight. I got a news flash on my phone right here in Glendale or somewhere. There was two people killed, a murder-suicide just today. You know what? There's a lot of people. How many? And I see the harvest field just right up the road, all the new houses built, you know. How many believes that, you know what, that the Spirit of God is going to move and speak to people, and the North Valley Assembly of God is going to be a lighthouse for which these people can come and they can be saved. They'd be baptized with the Holy Ghost, that their lives could forever be changed. And folks, listen to me. Can we, for right now, just lift our hands and pray, mention the names. If you got names on your hearts for those that need Jesus. And I tell you what, He's got a list down here. If people want to come up, put hands on this list. Let's pray for the lost, that we're going to see these come back to the Lord. These prodigals are going to come out of the pig pen. They're going to come home. They're going to come. The Scripture says of the prodigal that he came to himself. He came to himself. Nobody coaxed him. Nobody coaxed him. Nobody went in that pig pen and coaxed him. Pass him out, brother, all over this place. No one coaxed him to come home. The father didn't even go looking for him. His father didn't go look. He had to make up his own mind as to what he was going to do. Hallelujah. Come on, let's, everybody, if we can have some participation. I tell you what, pass these around. Hallelujah. Pass them around. And you know what? There's names that may not be on these slips. There's names that's not on these slips of paper that may come to your heart. And I, as they sing something, as they play something, I tell you what, Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I ever do that part to win that soul for Thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, oh, how I love
I pray tonight, God.
Jesus,
oh, God, for the lost. For the lost. Oh, God, I don't know where the rabbits you do, Lord. You knew where that prodigal was at. You knew where that prodigal was at. And God, I know that it had to be you. It had to be you that spoke to that prodigal's heart.
Singing,
it was you that spoke to that prodigal's heart. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. It was you that spoke to that prodigal's heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. You spoke to that prodigal's heart. He came to himself. And he went home to his father. They killed the man of death. They put a new robe on him. And God, hallelujah, they celebrated. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, God, for these lost souls upon these slips of paper. For those, God, that's in our own heart. Oh, for my brothers. And God, for family members. Lord God, for children, for grandchildren,
wonderful.
And all, God, that meets you tonight. Lord God, yes, in this city, up the road, from north, south, east, and west, God.
So
oh,
wonderful.
God, pour your spirit out upon them, Lord God.
To me,
Lord, that the Holy Spirit would convict them, God, that they realize that they need to come home to the Father. That they need to come home to the Father. I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, this church is interceding right now. The Holy Spirit is interceding. Oh, with groanings that cannot be uttered. Lord, we're interceding for these souls. Lord, intercede for these souls. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. That the prodigal, that the unsaved, that the backslidden will come back home. Hallelujah. The North Valley Assembly of God. Hallelujah. So that they can hear a message. Lord, after they hear that message, they'll walk this aisle. They'll kneel at this altar. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And give their heart to you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Do you know what a first fruits is?
Hallelujah.
First fruits is that first breakthrough thing, yeah. You know, the first fruits. I want this young man right here to come here. Come here a minute. Would you read this prodigal prayer request here? Who is requesting it?
My mom and dad.
Who's the name of the prodigal?
It's me, Justin Ellis.
Oh, wow.
He's back. He says he's the first fruit. He's the first fruit. Here, you can have that back. You're a first fruit, Justin. You're a first fruit. Hallelujah. Somebody, praise God. Let us believe for the rest of these things.
Praise the Lord.
I wish I had a ring. I'd put it on his finger. Have a robe, put it on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Bring him in, Lord. We need a miracle. Every one of them Ellis children, we need a miracle. Hallelujah. Larry and Johnny, Nathan, Lord God, Jennifer, hallelujah. Soto rabba rabba shanda rabba rabba kai. Holy Spirit,
tomorrow,
because
He lives, all my fear is gone, because I know He holds the future. And life
is worth
the living just because He lives. And because
He lives,
I can face tomorrow because He lives.
my fear is gone, because I know, yes, I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives, and because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives. All my fear is gone, because I know, yes, I know, He holds the future, and life is worth all the living just because He lives. Because He lives, you can face tomorrow, because He lives. All your fear is gone, because you know, yes, you know, He holds the future, and life is worth all the living just because He lives.
And life is worth,
and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we love you tonight, Lord.
We love you tonight. We thank you for your presence. Don't anyone move. Just stand. Brother, Pastor Scott, can I just read a passage of Scripture?
Please
just
do.
Passage of Scripture. There is no way in the world that I would even try to even... There's a lot of people that try to top what the Holy Spirit does, but you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't add anything to it or whatever. How many knows that God, His presence is here?
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. And I pray before the service, before every service, God, have your way. Not my way, but your way. But I was reminded of what's going on and what we're feeling. And because there's so much affliction in the world today, and this is perhaps the mindset that we need to be in every time that we come to God's house, whether it be through revival service or Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. And David wrote in Psalm 132, and listen to this. He said, Lord, remember David. He mentions his own name. Lord, remember David, making it personal. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. Remember David and all of his afflictions. How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. And I love this piece here, this passage, this verse. Surely, think about this when you come to this place. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. Surely I will not go to North Valley Assembly of the God. Or the tabernacle of my own house. I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. Nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A habitation for the mighty God of
Hallelujah.
Jacob. I will not go to sleep. I will not give slumber to my eyelids on a Saturday night, knowing that I'm going to church on Sunday morning. Revival night, tomorrow night, I'm not going to give sleep to my eyelids, slumber to my eyelids. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to rest. I'm not going to do anything until I can find a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. And folks, listen to me. You are that habitation of which God can dwell. And if God is dwelling in this habitation, if He's dwelling in this tabernacle, He will dwell in this habitation, which you call North Valley Assembly of God. He will dwell in this place, this house, if He's dwelling here. You know what? Hallelujah. You are that habitation in which He wants to, in all the afflictions. Remember me, God, in all of my afflictions. And I believe that He's touched many tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? I said, isn't God good? You know what? He said that we quote this scripture all the time. I have one. I don't know if I mentioned it here. I may have mentioned it somewhere else. But, you know, we live around rocks, and there's rocks all around where we live. And I was out one day looking at all the rocks, and I'm thinking, man, I need to have a rock party and get rid of a lot of rocks. And I planted a flag. I put a flag in my front yard not long ago, and it required a hole 20 by 20 by 20 by 20, 20 inch square, 20 inch deep. And I'm thinking, you know what? And as broken up as my body is, you know, and I had a pick out there, I had a shovel out there, and I had a sledgehammer out there, and all that. And all I had to do, Brother Scott, was just go 20 inches deep. That's what the flag called for. Just put a sleeve in there, then put concrete around it. And I, you know, you have to consider, I've got rods, and my neck's been broke twice, and my shoulders have all been torn out, and you know, my back's been broke and all that stuff. So, but this ain't going to be no problem. I'm going to dig a 20-inch hole, 20-inch square. You know what? It took me 2.5 days to dig that 20-inch deep hole. And Mary Beth was going to work one night, and I was out there just laboring myself to pieces, and I had a crowbar. And she came out there and checked on me. She said, how's it going? I said, not very good. And I said, as we know, the Ozark ground is pretty rocky. And man, I only went that deep and I hit solid rock. And then I would bust it up with a sledgehammer, get my crowbar underneath it. And she came out there and she said, do you think you can move it? I said, I'm going to keep on moving. I said, you know what? She said, maybe you should dig somewhere else. I said, it's all rock. You know, it doesn't matter where I dig, it's all rock. And the thing is, I said, if I dig over there, it's going to be rock. If I dig over there, I said, I might as well keep digging where I'm at. And you know what? My mama used to sing a song, you got to dig a little deeper in God's love. You got to dig a little deeper in God's love. You got to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. I'm going to walk a walk a walk like a Christian should. I'm going to talk a talk a talk like a Christian would. I'm going to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love. And I told Mary Beth, I said, if I can get this rock out, I'm going to gain 4 inches at least. And I got that rock out, man. Woo. And then I kept digging. All of a sudden, hit another rock. Upon that rock I stood, I'll tell you. And the fact of the matter is, I hit another rock. She came out there, was getting ready to go to work. I said, man, I don't know about this one, but if I can get this rock out, man, I'm going to be close to 20 inches. I know that. Man, I kept prying and prying and prying. And all of a sudden, I saw just a little bit of movement. I thought, oh boy. It just moved. And I kept busting. I kept pulling, I kept prying, I kept crowbarring, and I mean to tell you, it took me a while, but when I got that, I had a boulder I had two different boulders that came out of that 20-inch hole like that, and when I got that, oh man, I was flag ready. Hallelujah. And bro, folks, listen to me. We got to keep on digging.
Amen.
Stand upon the rock, Christ Jesus. But I found a rock one day, Brother White. And I found a rock one day. It was as flat as could be. And I don't know, something just came all over me. It sits on the sill of our window in our kitchen. But I took that rock inside the house, and I had a Sharpie. And I took that Sharpie, and I wrote on that rock, if you don't do it, I will. And it's a reminder every day when I look at that rock, because no rock is going to cry out in my place. No rock. is going to cry out in my place. If you don't do it, they will. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah.
God bless you, folks. Pray, put the things back in here unless God did something. Maybe you're on that list. But, Justin. But, anyways, put them back up here. God bless you. Have a great night. We'll see you right here tomorrow, 7 o'clock sharp.